Welcome to Super Garbage Day, a retro video game review show where my co-host, usually, and I randomly select a game 20 years or older that you, the listeners, pick with hopes to find the treasures in the trash or maybe just have some fun along the way. I am your host this week, B. Ross. Unfortunately, it's a solo episode. Mr. Miller is dealing with some lung issues that has affected his throat. I really hope that he has a swift and quick return. Swift and quick are the same words. So we're off to a great start here on the solo episode. Get well soon. We have to do the Golden Sun episode, which I'm really looking forward to. And everybody's hoping for a swift recovery for old Mr. Miller. So the Super Garbage Bowl begins next week. What's the Super Garbage Bowl, you wonder? Well, this year, it's our first annual. First time we've ever done this. We picked a system, the NES, and 16 spots, like a bracket. You know, imagine like a tournament, March Madness bracket. And all of our patrons, maybe not all, but 16 of our patrons all got to choose one NES game they thought was crap. All the games got randomly paired up against each other. And me and Mr. Miller are going to play through every one and decide what is the worst game in the NES Super Garbage Bowl 2023. It's a lot of fun. Everybody involved is going to get a sticker pack. It is a three-pack of our shows, which is this main show, Super Garbage Day, Backlog Eternal, and Retro Deep Cuts. Everybody gets those for free. If you haven't sent me your address, please do in the DMs one way or another. If you've already sent me your address in the past, I can guarantee you I didn't keep it, so you have to do that again. I don't know. I feel like it's illegal for me to keep people's addresses. So, yeah, just send me that. I will send you your free sticker pack for just being a part of the Super Garbage Bowl. And, of course, an appreciation for being a patron. The NES Rite of Passage is now active. What's the Rite of Passage or the ROP? Well, this is kind of a thing I brought back after a discussion about it a couple episodes ago with Mr. Miller, where I had these five games. I figured if you were to beat these games straight up without cheat codes or save states, that you have the rite of passage. Let's say that you are NES hard. So I decided to take it a step further. I created this. It's in our Discord under events. It's the list of games you have to beat. If you can prove to them that you beat them, I will send you for free your patches. And they're like biker patches. One of them says Shell's Angels. It's really cool. Designed by Royce Banuelos, our local artist. And you'll also get your rite of passage one patch, which, by the way, they're just stickers. They're not real patches, but they're really cool. This is the only way to get them. Otherwise, if you want to buy the Shell's Angels patch, I don't know, I'll make it $50 so that you have an incentive to get it for free. So check that out. Really fun. It's an exclusive gang of gamers. I shouldn't say gang. I should say group. We're a club. We're a video game. We're a hard video game club. So come check that out in our Discord. In the show notes is a link that will take you to that Discord. Discord's free, by the way. Back on Twitch doing my first impressions. Every week, the game that is chosen for the week coming, I jump on Twitch usually on Tuesday or Wednesday. I still haven't nailed down a date or time, but I do let everybody know in the Discord when that's going down. After that, I take that video from Twitch and I upload it to our YouTube channel, Super Garbage Day, all one word. Look that up on YouTube or put in Super Garbage Day Podcast. You should find us. You can catch those first impression videos of that game of the week. Our Discord, like I said, is popping. We have a lot of great people in there. Feel free to jump in. We have that's where you can enter in the retro question of the week. You can promote your own shows, your own podcast, your own hobbies. Right now we have a hobby channel that's pretty much just a Warhammer 4K channel, which is fine. It's the only problem is I feel so left out because I don't know anything about miniatures or Warhammer. So I'm just kind of that guy in the back looking, being like, it looks kind of fun. But it also looks really expensive. A lot of cool artwork in there. So come check out the Discord. Like I said, it's in the show notes. Oh, big announcement too here. Merch is on the way. A merch shop will be popping up probably within a month. And it's going to be great. It's going to be t-shirts. It's going to be stickers. It's going to be coffee mugs. You know, I definitely vetted out the companies I wanted to use because I don't want crappy, just you wash it three times and it starts to fade or it disappears. I hate that. I want the quality of our merchandise to last forever and be an old shirt. People are like, that's a cool shirt. Where'd you get that? He's like, oh, man, it's like 20 years, man. It's a podcast he's listening to. Ah, right on, man. What a weird voice you're using. Like, you too. Yeah. Anyways, keep your eyes out for that. Also, I want to introduce a new part of the show, which is, what are you playing? So, right now, I'm currently playing Hades again. After discussing with Keith from the Main Quest podcast on the last episode that I didn't like it. I gave it another shot. I'm another hour, 2 hours in, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm kind of feeling it. I think I'm warming up to it. It's kind of fun. So look forward to that. I'm also playing the Resident Evil 2 remake. I think I'm halfway through that game. And I'm playing My Life in Portia. All three of these I'm playing on my Steam Deck. And once these are completed, they will become backlog eternal episodes. What I do is, on our Patreon, anytime I beat a game, new or old, that's in my backlog, I review it and put it in there. $2 and get you access to all of those episodes, including all of the episodes of Retro Deep Cuts, which is like our other retro show. It's like top tens and just discussions. And it's a lot of fun. All that's also unedited. You can hear all the cuss words. Woo! All of that out of the way. Let me tell you what time it is. It's time for the retro question of the week. This one comes from MQ Keith. I wonder who that is. And they ask, what's the most memorable place you finished a game? First off, thanks for the question. Secondly, weird question. Thirdly, the answer is Bloodstorm. So I don't know if you know what Bloodstorm is, but back during the Mortal Kombat craze, all these Mortal Kombat clones started coming out. And I remember Bloodstorm being like a super hyper violent. I think it was a sequel to this game called Time Killers. But the premise is it's a 2D fighter, except you can like cut off your opponent's arms and legs, or you can get your arms and legs cut off, but you can still fight until you're like a stump. Or you can even get your head cut off immediately and it just ends the match. It's like the most ridiculously gory game ever made. It's almost, it's so over the top that it seems like it's a fake game you'd see on an episode of like The Simpsons or something around that time. But I remember there was this in Pismo Beach, California, which I used to go to all the time as a kid. They had this arcade called the Typhoon Arcade, which is right near the pier. That place is practically my, as a kid, I envisioned that place as heaven. That's what I would view if I was the, if you asked me as like a 9, 10, 11 year old, like, what's your idea of heaven? I'm like, the Typhoon Arcade. I just want to go there forever if I ever were to pass away back then. And at that arcade, they had Bloodstorm. And I remember plunking in 50 cents and I beat that game from beginning to end on that 50 cents. And I couldn't believe it. I was so happy. And it was so crazy. And it's got the craziest ending. And the levels are hyper. Just look up video of Bloodstorm on, I don't think it ever came to a system or a console, but oh my God, it's ridiculous. And it has aged poorly. So, but it is funny just to see how gory and absurd it is. But that's my answer. Pismo Beach, Typhoon Arcade, mid 90s. God bless that place. I don't know if it's there anymore. I highly doubt, but big part of my childhood. Also, shout out to Pismo Beach, man. That place rules. All right. We're going to move along with this week's game, which was chosen from the Wheel of Retro, our random master list. And that game is Tecmo Super Bowl on the Nintendo Entertainment System. Yeah! Tecmo Super Bowl is an American football video game for the Nintendo Entertainment System that was released in December 1999. Developed by Tecmo, it is the first sports game that was licensed by both the National Football League and the National Football League Players Association. Holy cow. Thus allowing the game to use both names and attributes of real NFL teams and real NFL players. Prior games used either the real teams or the real players or fictional substitutes, but not both real teams and real players together until this. Woo! The game was a major success, resulting in several follow-up and subsequent game consoles, The NES original has an extensive cult following across the decades. We will talk about this. With widely covered tournaments as the game modification community provides annual roster updates, which is awesome. So this is this week's game. It's funny how we ended up picking this game because I swear to you, I just, what I do now when I have to randomly pick an NES game is I have this book by Pat Contry called the Ultimate Guide to the NES. And he reviews every single NES game ever made in there. And now I just flip through pages and just like point, and it fell on Tecmo Super Bowl. And I thought, how appropriate for the week that we are going to start or going to soon start the Super Garbage Bowl. So that's fate coming in and being like, hey man, what's up? So let's get into the first impressions, or at least my first impressions of this game. So a fun fact about this game, I never played it when I was younger. I didn't give a crap about football until I was about 11, maybe 12, 11, 12. And around that time, I was playing you know, that, I think that's right around my Mortal Kombat years, where I was more concerned about Killer Instinct, Mortal Kombat, arcades, just wanted all that smoke, you know. And I never really, I mean, I'm going to let you know right now, I'm a San Diego Chargers fan, which I guess now makes me an LA Chargers fan. But I didn't really get into football until I was about maybe like sophomore, junior year of high school. And even then, I was very casual football player. So this game never was on my radar. The only reason I discovered this game was when I discovered that there was a cult following, like stated before, that was creating and updating the rosters of every year of all the new players and all their stats and all the teams' names and everything that's gone on in the NFL, and releasing an actual cartridge, like a homebrew cartridge that you can purchase and put into your NES. So I decided to buy, I think at the time, the 2016 version, and I fell in love with this game. I couldn't believe how fun it was from the get-go, and I was surprised that I never played it before, because it's such an easy pick-up and play game. Even if you're just going to mess around on play a session or play a season or play with your friends, it's really incredible how simplistic it was. At first, I thought, oh man, this is, and it's kind of funny and goofy, and it has a lot of charm with its graphics and its music and its animations and everything. That was my first opinion on it. That's immediate. It's like love at first sight. So I think moving forward, let's talk about why this game is awesome and why some people consider it one of the greatest sports games ever made. Let's jump right into gameplay. So to really speak about Tecmo Super Bowl's gameplay, you have to think about the game that came before it, which was Tecmo Bowl. And Tecmo Bowl in itself was revolutionary for the sports game genre, I guess, coming to 8-bit consoles. It introduced, you know, a simplicity of football that was not just fast-paced, but also easy to learn. And these were two hurdles I think most sports games prior to Tecmo Bowl had a problem with, because they were either one or the other. They were either had, you know, overly explained mechanics, but slow as a snail, or really fast and stupid and you can't understand what's going on. But in this case, Tecmo Bowl came along and gave you a really simple option. It didn't have all the teams, and they weren't called their team names. They were just called by their cities. And I recall when you played, there was no coin toss. There was no, there wasn't a lot of flair that came in the sequel, Super Tecmo Bowl. But what was interesting is when you picked your plays, it kind of was like a rock, paper, scissors thing, where it showed you four plays, two were running, two were passing. The person who was playing offense would choose one of those plays, and the person playing defense would also choose one of those plays. And if they happen to choose the same play, you would end up getting blitzed. It's kind of a genius concept because it's easy. You don't have to know all the ins and outs of being a coach. You don't have to look at a defensive playbook ever. It's just you go with what you think is going to happen, and your defense sets itself up automatically for that, which is great. On top of that, you control one of your eight players, I think eight or nine players on original Tecmo Bowl. You can choose in between which one, and you control that individual player after the ball is hiked. Now, jump ahead to Super Tecmo Bowl. Now you have all the actual teams, 28 in total, all licensed players. You got everybody from, and this is like 91. So this is like Joe Montana. This is Dan Marino. This is Bo Jackson. We'll talk about him later. This is hard hitters, man. Jerry Rice. So these teams are just all Hall of Fame players almost. And now you have eight selections. So you have four running plays and four passing plays. So they're all a little bit different, and they all include, some strategy, but all you have to do is choose it. That's it. You don't have to worry about who's setting where. You just have to worry about which play you're going to be. If you're on offense, you hike the ball. You're just the quarterback, and you hit your button to switch who you're throwing it to, and you throw it. If it's a running play, you hike the ball, you hand it to your running back, and then you control him and just try to run through. If you're playing on defense, it's the exact same thing as the first one, where you don't see any defensive plays. You see the same set of eight plays, and you just kind of try to figure out what they're going to do. Really easy. Very genius. But with this came, the newer version came the coin toss in the beginning, which is great. It came with like touchdown celebrations. You can get safeties. You can get touchbacks. It just really enhanced the overall experience without overcomplicating it. It actually perfected it, is what it did. And it's really cool to see all these individual players. what makes this game incredible, and everything before Tecmo Bowl and everything after, was it was revolutionary. You know, it changed the way games were played, because Madden came soon after this game, and Madden was more simulation based, where Tecmo Super Bowl was more arcade aimed. And I think they both have their place in football game history, but I'm definitely a Tecmo Super Bowl guy than a Madden guy, because Madden is just, it's just like information overload for me. I mean, I like football, and now I'm really into it, but I'm into football because of fantasy football. But I never play Madden games, and I still religiously play Tecmo Super Bowl, whether it been the old version, which I played all week for this episode, or the newest version that is updated every year into a ROM you can download and play on an emulator, or you can buy a physical cartridge and play it on your NES. It's so cool. That's so cool. But I digress. The gameplay is perfect. It's some of the best balanced gameplay ever. Some teams are going to be more tough than others. Some people's passer ratings are higher. So you got Joe Montana, his passing rating is really good. So maybe when you're playing as him, you want to do passing plays all the time, because he's pretty much going to be accurate. And if you're playing against that team, you need to focus on those passing plays and just kind of cover everybody or his top receivers. Then you have other teams that have really good running backs that can just, you know, shake tackles and are faster than other people, which is great too. But it's also on the other end, you can have teams that have really good defensive players that are really strong and can break through, right? Break through the line and like tackle and sack and do things better than other teams. It's great balance, especially if you know that year of teams, you kind of know who are the big wigs. I think back then it was the Dolphins, the Niners, and Oakland were, at least in this game, those are the three hard-hitting teams that you need to watch out for, especially Bo Jackson. So let me tell you about Bo Jackson real quick. Back in the 90s, there was this athlete called Bo Jackson who almost seemed superhuman. He was on the Raiders, and I can't remember which baseball team he was on, but he was playing both sports, professional level, at the same time, and he was doing good in both. It was some. I don't think we've ever seen anything like Bo Jackson since. But he made his way into this game and the first one, Tecmo Bowl, and his stats are ridiculous. He's a running back in this game. He is almost impossible to tackle. If you can try your hardest, you're not going to take him down. You just need sheer luck. And there's also a joke and a meme about it. Matter of fact, I think a couple years ago, I saw a Super Bowl commercial that was actually paying homage to this game, and it had Bo Jackson in it. And I thought, that's really cool. But yeah, that's kind of just the gameplay mechanics are very balanced if you know what you're doing, but they'll also take you by surprise. See, I thought I was good at this game until I played with my friend Ryan Quest, who I didn't know played this game for like 20 years. And we fired up my NES and he was whipping my ass. And I was like, what is he doing? He taught me other techniques. I didn't even know there were other strategies. I didn't know that I could start with my defender behind one of the guys in the O-line and rush behind him and push, and it'll make the guy that's blocking the or protecting the quarterback, he'll make him fall, that I can just quickly go in there and sack him. I didn't know that. I didn't know that you can select certain people that aren't going to be covered because they're so fast, or they're not as popular, and the computer opponent is going to not throw that direction normally. It's just, there's so much depth to it that goes further than I even know. And I consider myself really good at this game. This is one of those few games that I play where I find myself screaming, not just at the TV by myself and cheering, but also in anger. But man, playing this with a real human who's good. Oh, I mean, close to breaking some controllers. I can't believe the stuff that my friend Ryan Quest was doing. He was launching dragons, 90-yard freaking touchdowns like it was nothing. And I was like, this is bull crap, dog. But he was doing it legitimately. He knows the game. He was able to read everything I was doing. And he's not even like the biggest football fan. It's just the mechanics of this game are so perfect. You have to try it if you haven't. Give this game, you know, I'm not even in verdict yet, but I'm already going to tell you this early. You got to give this game a solid 30 minutes of your time, even if you're a fan or not of football, because it's a masterclass and a clinic on how gameplay mechanics can make something not just perfect, but classic and timeless forever good. So, let's talk about the other aspects of Tecmo Super Bowl, which is graphics and audio. So this game is very charming. It only has a handful of sound effects and a handful of music tracks, but it's a football game. I don't expect 12, 14 tracks on a football game. I expect 4, which I think it has. And then, of course, the sound effects are really funny because you have your hut, 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 hut. It'll just keep doing that if you don't hike the ball, which is really funny because it literally will just keep doing it until you hike the ball. If you really want to annoy somebody, turn your TV up really loud, set it there, and just leave the room until people figure out what is going on. But the sound effects are charming. They match the tone and the arcadiness and kind of like the gleefulness of Tecmo Super Bowl, because the sprites look great. They're silly. You've got 11 players on the field on this game. Prior had 8 or 9. So there's a full 11 on both sides. That's crazy. That's a lot of sprites. On top of that, you have the crowd. You have the different colored stadiums. You have every single team has its team colors done in like a two-tone way, which to me is highly impressive for an 8-bit system that had such a limited palette. Every team, you can tell which team is what. Sometimes there's a little bit of blurriness, but I noticed that when I played it on my CRT, it wasn't as bad. I'm sorry, I take that back. When I played it on my CRT, there was a little bit of like me trying to figure out which team was what color. If I were to look at it without knowing which teams are playing, sometimes they look like other teams, like Kansas City will sometimes look like the Cardinals because they have very similar color bases, just like Rams and Chargers. But it's easy to tell them apart. The player little profiles are really funny and they're charming. They're just like, they almost kind of remind me of Mike Tyson's Punch Out. And they have every single player. I don't know how they fit all of this into this cartridge, but they have every single player that played that year, with an exception to 3, because I think there was a problem with their likeness being used by their agents or whatever. But there were 3 players that aren't in the game. Otherwise, every other player is in there from all the teams from 1991. And they all have their own player profiles. They show their strengths and weaknesses. And during the game, you know, you play, I didn't even really go into this in gameplay, but you can play a season mode, a full blown season mode, all 17 weeks, and then the playoffs and then the Super Bowl. That's insane. And it keeps stats along the way. And you can see these stats during the time. You can go in and check how people's health are doing during the game, if people are getting tired. Also, something happens in this game where people get injured if you play season mode, and they could be injured for one game or they could be injured for like the rest of the season. And it has this really charming, like, when they get hurt, they're just on the field laying there and the field clears out, and then like people run up and like he limps off in this like cut scene. And then it's like, oh no. And then you have to switch out that player. But when they return, it shows this hospital and all these waving, smiling nurses. And it plays this charming little tune. It says, this player has returned. And it just makes you laugh. And it's really charming. But I think it's crazy that they included that as well in an 8-bit football game, where every season is going to be different, right? Every time you play this game, it's never going to be the same. Your star player could get injured right before the playoffs. Your star quarterback could get injured the first week of the season. Your opponents, you could be coming up to face a crazy hard opponent. This happened this week when I played the game. I had to face San Francisco, and their quarterback, Joe Montana, wasn't starting because he got hurt the game prior. And I was like, oh my God, I smoked him. I smoked that team because I knew my defense was good. I was playing as the Chargers. And I had Junior Seau. It's awesome. But I thought, like, that's so cool that even like that granular detail is included in this game. It makes it so incredibly important that you can have so much detail and so much information and so much simplicity and fun wrapped into one package. It's hard to beat when you think about this. And I look at the other games Tecmo made, and they are sports games at least, because they also made Ninja Gaiden and all those. But Tecmo didn't really go as hard in the paint as they did on Tecmo Super Bowl and Tecmo Bowl. I don't know, maybe there were different teams involved, but man, they knocked it out of the park. I don't know how many more sports sayings and puns I'm going to use here, but absolute touchdown. I'll tell you, it's a field goal right in the butt. So, the graphics are great though. I love the little cutscenes. They use these almost anime style cutscenes, which are also apparent in Ninja Gaiden, kind of similar. It's funny whenever you score a touchdown, it shows, you know, your player spiking the ball and it says their name, who did the touchdown ran the touchdown or caught the touchdown. Then it shows your quarterback who's cheering and shows their name. And it's really funny. Then it has this really goofy halftime show that has like cheerleaders and the crowd and some guy, like, I don't know what he does, like jetpacks in or parachutes, jetpacks. I don't think he jetpacks in, but yeah, he parachutes in. And then the girl is thrown up in the air and winks and pauses. And it's just all really cheerful, happy stuff. The graphics couldn't really be any better for its time, its system, and it's aged perfectly. It just has this weird retro charm that's maintained. And they've tried to remake this game in many other iterations, whether it be other future consoles or like weird like mobile games. Xbox Live had some like retro touchdown game or whatever that was kind of based off this. None of it really has the same spice or flavor or just that little chef's kiss that Tecmo Super Bowl has. It's so unbelievable. Such a great game. And I don't think I have to go really any further here. Let's just get in a verdict. Listen, I know this isn't a long episode, but generally I have Mr. Miller here. We could throw back and forth ideas. I don't know if he's ever played this, so it would have been interesting to see if he would have loved or hated it. But I would like to, you know, get the opinion of somebody who perhaps has never played the game and had to spend a week playing it and then tell me how they really feel, because I really think that it's hard to hate this game. This game is not only timeless, a classic, it's well known and ranked extremely high across the board on a lot of prestigious lists. I consider it one of the top 10 best NES games ever made. I consider it one of the 100 best video games ever made. I don't know where it falls in those lists, but I know it's in the lower half of those. The game perfectly balances fun arcade strategy with charm, and it's just as fun as it is single player as it is with your friends. I can't stress enough that this is a game, if you own a Nintendo Entertainment System, you need to own this cartridge. It's just always going to be fun. You can whip it out anytime, and blast sounds terrible. You can play this at any time. You can go back to it. You can stress relieve with it. You come home after a day of work and just continue a season and see how you do. And it takes your mind off of it. It just feels like it's massaging my brain sometimes when I'm doing well and I'm making all the right choices in the game. And I'm being congratulated with these goofy touchdown celebrations and cheerful music and stuff. It's one of my favorite games of all time. And I know that sounds pretty overboard, but it really is. It costs about $25. I implore you to either buy this or go online and put in a specific year since 2012. Go into eBay, put in whatever, say like 2022 Tecmo Super Bowl NES cart. And you can buy a physical cartridge of that year with those players and that roster and some updated quality of life adjustments, which are actually pretty cool. Like you can kneel when you catch the ball or touchback and all that, and other things like you can spin out of the way or dive. It's kind of cool, the little touches they made, the community did. But I would implore you to do that, like buy a copy of that, because now you have like the updated roster. If you're really into football, it's kind of cool to play with like Patrick Mahomes and like Justin Herbert and all these people. Now I can't recommend it enough. It's up there. This game's up there, top of the hill. I think of almost all the games we've played on the show, at least it's up in the, you know, the S tiers. I'm not going to say it's the best game that we've played so far, but I came into this knowing how much I love this game. I've probably sunk 100 hours into this game. And even when it got picked, I was like, oh man, well, all I'm going to do is gush. And there's nothing bad I can say about it. Just try it. But let's actually see what some of the fans of the show or my friends in Discord said about it. Because I asked them this week, "What do you have any memories of Tecmo Super Bowl?" And Seeky Wisdom said, "I honestly don't remember playing this game. I was more of a Nintendo World Cup and RBI baseball guy back in the day." Well, good for you, Seek. No, I'm kidding. That's fine. I actually never played either of those games. Van Fernal came in and said, "I remember this one time. I saw B. Ross playing it on stream. Sorry, B. I got nothing." Okay. Well, thanks, Van. I appreciate you coming and watching my stream. And Masked Keaton said, "Sorry, new friends. Rented this once. Wasn't that memorable." Well, you know what? Give it a shot, guys. Please. It's really good. I promise. Just give it like 30 minutes. Download the ROM of like the latest players and try it out. It's really addictive, especially season mode, because you can win some, lose some. You make it to the playoffs and it gets really intense. And just, oh, it's so cool. I've seen literal competitions of this game. I think every year in Wisconsin or Chicago, or I don't know, somewhere, they have like a championship of this for like real money. People fly in and play. I've seen people online have Twitch streams that run this game that just plays computer versus computer and does like, you can bet with fake money on who's going to win. I've seen people run fantasy football seasons off of just simulating games on Tecmo Super Bowl. It's got a crazy deep cult status that is well deserved. So check it out. The game is incredible. And you know what? I got a big announcement. So I know we announced a lot of stuff this episode, but I thought about it and I looked at that Patreon list of games and I thought, you know what? I think moving forward, let's just choose games that the Patreons put into the pool, because I want to get through that list. There's games in there that have been sitting in there since the beginning of the show almost a year ago. So from now on, everybody, We're just going to be pulling games out of the Patreon pool. If you want to submit a game to the show, go to patreon.com/supergarbageday, all one word, or you can check out the show notes. There's a link there to join as a patron. $2 gets you access to all of the bonus episodes, which is Backlog Eternal and Retro Deep Cuts. There's like 20 plus episodes in there, and we try to get one out every week or every other week. And with $5 tier, you get all of that. Plus, once a month, you can put a game into the Patreon pool that gets pulled from, and we make an episode right here on Super Garbage Day about. So, without further ado, let's pull the game right now. Okay, the game chosen this week is an RPG game on the Super Nintendo that one of us has never played. And by one of us, I mean Mr. Miller and I. It is one of the most famous and well-renowned RPGs of all time, sometimes topping some people's list. This is one of those games that I hear people argue, is this better than Final Fantasy VII? Is this better than Earthbound? But I tell you what, I've never played this game, and I do have it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this week's game is Chrono Trigger on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Join us next week as we come back, and I'm going to play a full week of Chrono Trigger and let you know how I feel about it. Never played it. Never played it. It's one of those games. I've been waiting so long for this. I'm sure Mr. Miller's going to be stoked. But thank you for whoever submitted Chrono Trigger. Your game is chosen this week. All right, join us in the Discord. Link is in the show notes. Join us for everything else moving forward. The Super Garbage Bowl starts. That's going to be on our Patreon if you want to follow that. And other than that, have a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, and an absolute awesome summer. Cut to B.
Thank you for watching with my dad. I just want to say everybody, guys, bye.